Why was I drawn to wisdom? Perhaps it was her beauty, or perhaps I did not want to wrestle with the other lectionary texts. The wisdom of Solomon is not in our Protestant Bibles, but can be found in the Catholic and Jewish canons. It is part of the Apocrypha, or the deuterocanonical books of the Old Testament. When I opened my copy of the Apocrypha that I bought in seminary, I saw that I had marked the passage years ago, this passage, and wrote next to it, "Cool." I knew I was on the right track. I knew wisdom was in Proverbs as a female persona, and that King Solomon prayed for wisdom over everything else. Solomon received wisdom, like every other mortal, through prayer and appeal to God. She was more valuable to him than kingly power, wealth, health, well-being, or light, as the story goes. I remember hearing about Solomon, known as a child, known as the wise king. He might have been wild too, but wise king. And I started praying for wisdom myself. Again, cool. So why was I drawn to wisdom? I love wisdom. In her is a spirit that is intelligent, holy, unique, subtle, clear, unpolluted, distinct, invulnerable, loving the good, keen, irresistible, humane, steadfast, sure, free from anxiety, and all-powerful. She is more mobile than any motion. Because of her pureness, she pervades and penetrates all things. Nothing defiled gains entrance into her. How daring and delightful of her. Boy, is she attractive. She is part of the universe. Wisdom has been there from the beginning. I see her as hope for young girls or women of any age. She has timeless importance that applies to all human beings. And with that, I tell a story. Sophia, of Greek descent, and Chokmah, of Jewish heritage, two wise teachers, sat on the garden patio at their university office having a spot of tea, chatting about one of their students, Clara. Clara came from a dysfunctional family filled with alcoholism and rage. She learned not to trust the adults around her. She found comfort in books of poetry and literature. She discovered wisdom through her reading, but had no one to discuss it with. These teachers hoped that they themselves could teach her and give her instruction from their own wisdom. They recall what Joseph Campbell once said, "All a teacher can do is give you a clue to direction. We must discover the way for ourselves." It was their task to give this young girl direction, they believed. Our young Clara, a student of philosophy and religion, loved her two teachers. She felt they were the best mentors she had ever had. She finally found elders she could trust. She had prayed for wisdom as a young girl. She prayed for hope. Hope in days that would be better than the ones she had been living. "Tomorrow will be a better day than today," she would repeat to herself as she fell asleep, holding on to a vision of a higher power. These two teachers gave her hope and instilled in her values and confidence that made her feel stronger in the world. Clara asked her professors to see them privately to discuss her paper on wisdom. They invited her into their study to share with her their knowledge. they begin their discussion. Scholars say, the Wisdom of Solomon, or the Book of Wisdom, is a Jewish work, written in Greek, addressed to Jews in the 2nd century BCE. Sophia is the Jewish response to the challenge of Isis and mystery cult piety in Egypt before the end of the era. She has similar features to the goddess Isis. Solomon and Wisdom had a unique relationship because he married the king of Egypt's daughter, who was familiar with Isis mythology. As we know, Solomon prayed to Wisdom to rule with justice and to know the difference between good and evil. Sophia symbolizes an interreligious and intercultural dialogue in a multicultural society of the first century BCE. Wisdom is a gift of God. She is seen as a creator of unity. Now, Hokmah adds, Wisdom is the name of God of Israel in the image of woman, a Jewish reflection of God as feminine who represents life. The femaleness of this divine figure is primarily bound up with knowledge, rule, teaching, counsel, the most exalted origins, the power to form and create, trustworthiness, salvation, guidance, virtue, and especially justice. Wisdom is accessible, they add. She is the teacher of righteousness. Righteousness and wisdom are like the outer and inner sides of a life pleasing to God. Without wisdom, there can be no just reign of God. They continue. She, as architect or builder of all things, undertakes the teaching or instruction of the wise. Education is indispensable for just rule. Wisdom is seen as divine agent of salvation. In the Hebrew Bible, wisdom can be found in 1 Kings, Job, and most prominently in Proverbs. In the Book of Wisdom, it says about her, honest deeds are like a tree that bears marvelous fruit. Wisdom is like a root that is alive and can send up new shoots. The New Testament writers knew that wisdom was something that originated from God and was with God from the beginning, but they do not speak directly of her. In 1 Corinthians 1:30, Paul states, God has made Christ to be our wisdom. And in Colossians 2:3, Christ is the key that opens all the hidden treasures of God's wisdom and knowledge. Christ was there from the beginning, Christ and wisdom. They also taught Clara that wisdom from the Apocrypha contains references drawn from the corpus of Stoic philosophy and its description of the divine, a description of her relationship to the world and to human beings. There are many wise teachers and sages from the Axial Age, but there are also wise words from Jewish, Christian, Greek, and Roman writers too. Don't get your wisdom from just one book, they tell her. To Socrates and Plato, philosophy was literally the love of wisdom, philo Sophia. Clara appreciates what her mentors share with her. In her work, Clara wants to know how wisdom's attributes are relatable to us today. We know wisdom as a virtue. Or as it says in Wikipedia, hold on to your pants, wisdom is an advanced state of personal development that relies on extraordinary knowledge. Wisdom is rooted in perspectives, interpretations, values, and courageous actions. Wisdom extracts meaning and significance from information by understanding interrelationships, and their implications. Woo! But what does that mean for us? From Clara's studies, she finds that from generation to generation, wisdom enters our souls, the souls of holy people, and makes them God's friends and prophets. I say, she enters the souls of all people. We are all holy people, called into relationship with God and wisdom to be friends and prophets. We speak from our experience. Who do I have to bestow my wisdom upon? I wonder. Wisdom reflects eternal light, another way to look at God. She mirrors God's activities and goodness, an image of God's goodness. If we have wisdom in our souls, we too reflect eternal light and goodness. She makes everything new. Why not seek her? She is one but can do all things, remains in herself and renews all things. Against wisdom, evil does not prevail. She orders all things well. People were saved by wisdom. Wisdom does require continual study, commitment, and emotional intelligence. It takes the courage to act on our values and do what we believe is right, despite the temptations of an easier path. Achievement requires courage. Emotional growth is an essential and often neglected path toward wisdom. Wisdom emerges from the fusion of thinking, feeling, and acting in their highest levels of maturity. Wisdom's essence cannot be adequately described, just like God's. Clara's journey is not over in her study of wisdom, virtues, and knowledge, but her work gives us a glimpse of wisdom's story. I love wisdom, and I am happy I found her. She is so lovely and of such strong and wonderful character. A good mentor, guide, counselor for young girls. Who would not look up to her? Her attributes are numerous and unmeasurable. Wisdom is beyond my imagination. She is perfect, all-encompassing. She acts and is very powerful. She is in every part of the world and is for good and useful order. Do we here at Church of the Palms love justice? All the virtues are the result of wisdom's work. Justice and courage, self-control and understanding. Life can offer us nothing more valuable than these. I end with these two passages from Proverbs, Proverbs 4:6. Do not abandon wisdom, and she will protect you. Love her, and she will keep you safe. Proverbs 24:14. You may be sure that wisdom is good for the soul. Get wisdom, and you have a bright future. May all be well with your soul. Amen.